Just over a year ago, Brett Vickery brought the happy to the WGN Morning News as traffic reporter, and she and Marcus Leshock now host their own afternoon show on the WGN Plus app and WGNTV.com called What a Day. And to talk about all that is Brett Vickery live in the studio. Brett, so nice to see you again.
Thank you. Same. That was such a nice introduction.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Stop. You know, the first time we met was at one of the million goodbye skilling parties.
I know.
That was happening.
And the guy's still gone, so still not saying goodbye yet.
He's still doing weather reports.
He does weather reports, whether he's on the beach in Hawaii, yeah, shirtless, or yesterday he was in studio. We've been talking about AI, weather, or something like that.
Oh, I saw that. I saw a picture with Demetrius.
Yeah. That we can't get rid of him.
Yeah, yeah. He's such a great guy. And I knew that you all made it to the theater that the skilling event was, and then nobody arranged for transportation back to the station.
In true WGN Morning News fashion. And that was okay because you came to the rescue.
Yeah, yeah. Hoover was like, can we just hitch a ride back? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd drive and I knew back. No one at that time. So I was like, oh, I'm going to follow Hoover.
Yeah. Perfect timing. Yeah. Perfect timing. First, you know, how cool is it that you are working in your hometown?
It's hard to even put that into words, Dave. I never really thought it would be a reality for me. Yeah. I feel like a lot of young journalists, they think, oh, maybe I'll work in my hometown. But when your hometown is market number three.
Yeah, right.
It's like, maybe that's not probably the reality. You know, it's such a competitive field. Everyone wants to do it. Only the best of the best, you know, are here in this city. And so I kind of left it up to God, honestly. Like, if I'm supposed to go home, cool. If not, I'll be satisfied elsewhere. And here I am.
Think about your colleagues. Like, I know Paul, for example, he was at three or four different stations. He was a reporter, like an investigative reporter at some point.
Which
long
is
before.
Wild to even think about.
Yeah. And, you know, and he said to me once, he goes, you know, the weather guy, we just became friends. And he's like, you know, come to weather. Nobody bothers you here.
Wow.
Kind of no one bothers you in traffic either.
No.
Because nobody knows how to do it.
But Paul Conrad cannot be bothered, so that's a perfect department for him.
Yeah, it's very true. But, you know, everyone has to work. Like, Larry, too, worked in a bunch of markets. Robin started in Chicago radio and was on Chicago television, but that is very rare. And so lucky for you. I mean, you did do, you know, you were in a couple markets first. You were at Fox 6 is where you were recently, and then you were in Lynchburg, Virginia, mm-hmm, where you went to school. But you interned at NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah, I did. And when I got that, you know, the call from NBC Sports Chicago, I was like, cool, I get to have my internship at home. I can have this as a summer job and my other normal summer job and not have to kind of miss out. Just because I have three younger sisters, so I didn't want to miss out on having a summer with them. I knew that was kind of going to start ending, you know, when I was done being in college. And then I wanted to start in the highest market I could. And Lynchburg, Virginia was market like 68 at
the
time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And which was pretty high out of college. You know, usually it's like, you know, market of 100,000 that you start in. So I was lucky that I was able to be in a place that I was familiar with since it was down the street from where I went to school. But I went into news, honestly, kicking and screaming. I, like, with that sports background that I had, NBC Sports Chicago, I wanted to be a sports reporter, a sideline reporter. That's all
that
I did
in college.
And I loved it, and I grew up an athlete, so it sounded perfect.
Yeah.
And the NBC Sports Chicago experience was awesome. I still talk to my mentors from there now that they're not NBC Sports Chicago anymore. So it's very vintage, my gear that I have from there now.
Collectible.
Yes, it's collectible, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but after I did that, I realized, you know, like these women that are on the sidelines, I love sports. They adore sports. They eat, sleep, and breathe sports. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I just had a fantasization of sports, as much of a just adoring it like they did.
Sure.
So I realized, okay, well, I'm about to graduate. The internship helped me figure out what the heck I want to do, but it's not what I thought I always wanted to do.
It was
do.
Your door in, actually, right?
Right, exactly. It allowed me to have a tape better than I thought that it was. It was way more valuable than I thought it was to have that sports tape. So I'll never take that for granted. So, but I went into news. I was like, I need a job after college. So I said, okay, I have connections here in Lynchburg. I'll just try to go to the station down the street.
Very smart.
And I said, we'll just see how this goes. And I knew that news was a completely different avenue from sports, but it broke that glass ceiling of, I don't just have to talk about sports. As much as I might have to talk about sad stuff, I could talk about really great things in the community too. So I grew to appreciate being a multimedia journalist, carrying around my own big gear by myself. And I was only in news for 7 months before COVID hit.
Oh,
so wow. I didn't know yeah. the news world pre-COVID very
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
There was isolation there, and then after about a year and a half in Lynchburg, I just said I want to get closer to my family.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee at Fox 6 was the next bet, and so
very close. And it's like literally when you're driving from Naperville to downtown Chicago, it's that ride.
Yes, exactly. yeah. And my husband and I talk. My husband John and I talk about it all the time when we've visited Milwaukee since moving back. He's like, I can't believe we did this because my parents live in Kankakee. So
okay.
So that's a little bit farther. So we would go from Milwaukee to Kankakee and back in a weekend.
Okay.
And when we do that now, and it's only a 45-minute drive from sure. our home in Bolingbrook to my parents' house, I'm like, how did we do that three-hour yeah. drive? But we did it all the time.
Wow. I love Milwaukee. And it's a great market, A, to be in. But like when you're talking about the Iron Horse Hotel, which I absolutely love, but the
yes.
Third Ward.
I yes. mean, what
a, I mean, Milwaukee was always Milwaukee, and it was beer, and it was, yes. you know, all that other stuff. But once the Third Ward opened, I love that Milwaukee market. Like, that is a
yep.
destination. We do short overnighters over there with the kids, without them, and it's a great city.
It's Chicago's baby sister.
Yeah.
And it was where my husband and I, we got married in Orland Park, but he mm-hmm. moved straight to Milwaukee afterwards. So that's where, like, the beginning of our marriage is, where it took place. So it'll always be a special place for
yeah.
us.
State Fair, Summerfest, which I'm sure you covered.
Oh, all yeah.
of
sure oh, yeah. All of it.
What's funny is I lean into that, too, because I keep a boat up in Lake Como. But there's we're always in Milwaukee, and I always have the Wisconsin State Fair folks on. I always have the Summerfest.
yep.
I do, because it's like another, I don't want to say suburb of Chicago, but it is just so close to see a great concert.
Yes.
To get a cream puff.
yes.
Know what it is, right?
And without the Chicago traffic
That's very
involved.
True. That's very, very true, too. Now, you know, I always ask about like where your inspiration was to get into this. And I want to talk a little bit about your mom, because there's a connection, obviously, with your mom in broadcasting, but with Bob Surratt.
yeah.
Which is wild.
It is funny, you know, the phrase Chicago's very own. Like, mm-hmm. I think WGN really does take that seriously. Mm-hmm. But then you realize just how small the world is,
yeah.
Especially when you come back home.
Yeah.
And my mom, actually, I'm aging Mr. Surratt here, but my mom
ageless,
was...
as Mary said when she came in here. Ageless,
right.
Yeah.
Timeless, of course.
mm-hmm.
But my mom was his intern back in the day when
wow.
he was at Fox 32. So
wow.
they had a segment called Sandra and Danusha, and they did fashion and, like, you know, kind of like around town, like Anna
yeah.
Belleval does, just
yeah.
like fun, goofy
yeah.
segments. And they were like ripping scripts for Bob. And my mom said it was
Amazing.
Just, it was, he helped her build her tape to be able to get her first gig, which was in Louisville, Kentucky. She was a feature reporter. And so TV runs through my blood
it
a
does.
Little bit.
And she did that for a long time.
Yeah, she did. And she yeah. worked at the Loop radio station as well.
Which is wild. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I know. So it all comes back full circle.
It does. It absolutely is. We are talking to Brett Vickery from the WGN Morning News. We are going to talk about her streaming show, What a Day, on the WGN Plus app and WGNTV.com. We'll do that after this on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. We're talking to Brett Vickery from the WGN Morning News. Has a new show on WGN Plus app and WGNTV.com called What a Day, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. So your family, very much in the entertainment world, in broadcasting. Your sister, and I saw this when I was doing a deep dive on you, is that, you know, it was a Super Bowl halftime show just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
She was performing with Rihanna at
yes.
the Super Bowl. Like, wow.
I know. So remember if you remember that Super Bowl, Rihanna was dressed in red, and mm-hmm. everyone else was in these, like, marshmallow-looking costumes. My sister
entertaining.
Was, yes. My sister was one of those marshmallows on the field, and it was a talent thing and also just right place, right time. Rihanna didn't, you know, she brought in, you know, professional dancers, obviously, and this officially makes my sister a professional
yeah,
dancer
because
she got paid to do this, but they wanted some local dancers so they didn't have to fly everyone into Arizona. And my sister JL goes to Grand Canyon University. She's going to graduate
Hello.
This year
yeah.
and she's getting a dance and entrepreneurship degree, and so she's like, I'm going to go for this.
Yeah.
And she went for it, and it had to be very incognito, like she couldn't tell anyone what was going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, She's now at you the can. Super Bowl. Yes.
Top of the resume.
Right. Yes. I was like screaming it from the rooftops when finally we could tell everyone.
But so. I mean, think about that. Like, you know, just building your career and just, I didn't know she was just graduating from college.
Yeah.
How, to have that on the top of your resume, it's like you started at the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're so proud of her. And it's funny because the Vickery clan, as we call it, all four, there's four girls. My dad is, my dad and mom both went to Northwestern University. They had the typical, you know, captain of the football team, captain of the pom squad, you know, romantic story. Grew up in Chicagoland.
Dad and, surrounded by women all of his
yes,
life.
But he was the macho football player.
Oh, okay.
So he said, okay, give me some boys.
Yeah.
So it was me, my sister Jalen, and they tried one more time for a boy and got twin girls. So lots of women in our family, but we all are like so different, but so close and all creative in our own ways.
That's
so it's
God telling your dad, this is the way it's going to
be. Yeah, this is how it's going to go. I'm in control.
That's awesome. So football for him, any entertainment background for him?
He is the executive director of a nonprofit in Romeoville, actually.
Oh, okay.
So business minded, but also it's a Christian nonprofit. So he's not a preacher, but we always say he is because he's like our life coach and has so many great things to say.
Really
so
great to hear.
Very very eloquent speaker, very eloquent writer, and just super adamant about like being present in your community. Something I try to take into being a Chicago personality now.
Parents are such an example.
They're amazing.
They can be a great example, or you learn things from your parents.
Oh,
You might not want
to
do it.
I'll take that, and I won't take that.
Yeah, exactly.
And they know.
And they know. So you get the gig in Chicago, which you must have just wow.
Know. When I called my mom... I called my dad first, actually, because I wanted to make sure she was sitting, because I knew she would be shaking. And I actually, on my Instagram, I have a video of, like, I screen recorded everyone's reactions on FaceTime when I called them, because I was in Milwaukee. And I was just bawling, you know, and my dad, he saw that I was crying, and he, of course, in dad mode, is like panicking.
Oh, yeah.
What's
coming
wrong?
To the rescue.
And I was like, Dad, I got it. He's like, God,
he's already,
what?
He's getting in the car.
Yeah, he's like, God, what? You know, like, I couldn't even get it out because I was blubbering. And then the shift in his face when he realized what I was talking about was really cool. And, of course, my mom's screaming and all the things. So it was a moment I'm glad I documented because I was kind of a blur in the moment.
I'm assuming you got to watch the news at some point and just watching it before you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, Larry and Robin don't like me telling them this, but I did grow up watching them.
No,
WGN
they don't.
Was
no, they don't.
on when we were getting ready for school and everything. And of course, once I got it, I vigorously watched it every single day.
Yeah,
and it was easily more entertaining than any other show I've watched.
But they will also say that life has hardened them a little bit. So like they're kind of naysayers about things. And I remember, and I won't say exactly who this was, but when Morgan was pregnant and... You know, excited at the desk.
Yeah.
Somebody looked at them and said, yeah, you're pregnant. Everyone's pregnant at some point.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, like,
who cares?
Just such a, it was such a, we're so excited and we pick colors. It was like,
uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think you break that mold for them. I think you disrupt them a little bit. With the happiness and with joy in your heart when you're doing whatever you're doing or sitting at the desk doing their, you know, top nine at nine or whatever it is. You break them a little bit, which I think is fun for everyone to watch.
Thank you. Yeah, I've gotten feedback that they're a little nicer around me. They're like, you know, they'll say something nice, and then I'll be like, wow, Larry, that was such a sweet thing to say. And he's always like, shut up, Brett. Shut up. I didn't mean it. And I was like, no, I softened you for a second. You know, so.
You are a great addition to
Thank
that team.
Thank you.
For sure. And now they're giving you, or they've given you this afternoon show. And I know, like, creating original content for the web is important. It's important for this company, too, so that, you know, you're driving people to the website. But this show, What a Day, it's really What a Morning, because you're kind of recapping what's going on. But tell folks what it's all about.
Sure. So this kind of backtracking back, you know, maybe last fall, I approached my boss and I was like, hey, I don't know what the plan is with streaming or digital, but, you know, traffic, I love traffic. I've learned learned to love traffic, but I'm like, if there's anything else that I can do, you know, I don't say I'm mastering traffic yet, but I'm like, give me some more responsibility. So if there's anything else that I can be helpful with.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I just planted that little seed, and I love my my boss, Dom Stassi. He's just so approachable and wonderful. And he's like, okay, let's brainstorm. Let's, like, you know, we'll talk. And come December, he called me and Marcus Leshock into his office, mm-hmm. and he's like, hey, like, our, you know, you guys have both vocalized kind of being interested in digital content. Our company is actually really interested in that, and you two are the faces. Come up with something. And I'm glad I have a veteran like Marcus Leshock. As much as he has a younger soul than
yes.
me, he
okay.
is a veteran in this business, okay. as much as he wouldn't like to admit it. And
yeah.
I'm so glad I have him to collaborate on. And we, like, from conception, it was like, well, what are we going to call it? How do we feel after every single morning?
Yeah.
And we say, what a day.
Yeah.
Because there's, you just
well,
never.
Well, especially you two. You said you're up at 2 in the morning.
We're up
so
at,
that
yep.
your day happened by 10 o'clock already.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So by, you know, and we're both there the longest. You know, the other, the early morning show members, they're done at 6 o'clock and they might do right. other things too. But
sure.
Marcus and I are in through the 8 o'clock hour.
Right.
So we're there the longest. We see the most shenanigans. I'm physically in the studio hearing mm-hmm. the commercial breaks and all the behind the scenes and all of that kind of stuff. So we're like, you know, people, WGN viewers, and listeners are so faithful to us, and they always want more. And so we
That's awesome.
Take What a Day, and we kind of recap not only topics that were discussed on air, but
yeah.
off air. We'll go behind the scenes. For example, I went on a shoot with Larry Potash the other day for his backstory stuff, and I got behind the scenes of that, of it brought
he
you in
is
there.
So passionate. About
yes.
that. That is, you know, when your passion becomes a job, you have to find another hobby or another
exactly.
passion. And that's what he found for himself.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So we want to bring viewers into that. You know, they feel like they think we're their family. So we do want to bring them that access. And so Marcus and I get together after the morning show. We do record it because we can't be there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be so tired. And we kind of recap all the highlights, talk, you know, hot topics, and, you know, look at comments and everything and try to interact with viewers. And it's been great.
Does Robin want to stay and be on that show?
She does always. She's like, you guys are always recording when I'm on the air. And I'm like, Robin, we'll get you on there. We will wait. We'll let you rant.
Because 10:02, you got nothing.
Right. Exactly. You know, but the amount of Robin rants that we could put together.
Oh, so fun. Yeah,
it will make it happen.
Glad you're on the WGN Morning News every day. The new show, What a Day, 2 o'clock, the WGN Plus app and WGNTV.com, right?
Correct.
Very, very cool. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the studio. I know this is a little late for you in the day, but this is really great and so nice to chat with you again.
Same. Happy to be here. Thanks,
Thank you.
Dave.
All right. News is next right here on 720 WGN.